It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Canadian nun Sister Anne Adele Sampson, born in Nova Scotia on this date in 1891. She is best known as a super centenarian, who at the time of her death 13 years ago was the oldest nun in the world. Her case was validated by the gerontology research group based at the University of California, Los Angeles. Sister Anne had 9 siblings, 4 brothers and 5 sisters. After she finished school, she became a teacher in 1912, working in Truro, Nova Scotia. That was the year the Titanic went down, and she was 21. In 1917, at age 26, she took her final vows as a member of the Daughters of Jesus. She then returned to Nova Scotia and continued teaching for another 30 years, retiring in 1947. Sister Anne moved to Quebec and stayed there for 10 years, and during this time her mother died at age 96. She then returned to the Maritime Provinces to do part-time assignments until 1976, when she moved into the Mother House of the Order in New Brunswick. At the time of this second retirement, she was 85. In her later years, she enjoyed writing poetry and songs. At 95, she fractured her hip, which rendered her unable to walk, but she was writing and composing well beyond her 100th birthday. For her last few years, she was bedridden but was said to love chocolate still, even though by this time she had no teeth. As the years rolled on, Sister Anne Sampson began to wonder if God had forgotten to take her. She was mentally alert to the very end of her long life, fully aware of what was going on in the world. She passed away on November 29, 2004, at the age of 113 years, 276 days, and she was survived by a number of nieces and nephews. "She was very peaceful at the end," said Sister Rita Poirier. "She didn't suffer at all. She just stopped breathing." "We will miss her," Sister Rita continued, adding, however, that her passing came with a sense of relief. "It was such a long, long wait for her," she said. As a super centenarian, a person who lives past his or her 110th birthday, Sister Anne had lived in 3 centuries. The year she was born, Queen Victoria still ruled with vigor and determination. The first automobile was invented in France. Canadian James Naismith came up with the idea for basketball, and a young Harry Houdini decided he would try his hand at professional magic. Sister Anne had seen 21 U.S. presidents come and go. Relatives said her long life came as a result of healthy eating, sleeping well, being part of a loving community, and remaining mentally involved despite her advancing age. She was living proof of writer Dorothy Canfield Fisher's maxim that those who love deeply never grow old. They may die of old age, but they die young. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 27th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.